This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And we have immense gratitude for you, our fine listeners, for that. Thank you very much. We love it. Do you want to hear any more clips of James Comey? How about Bill Barr? I love Bill Barr because he speaks English. He speaks English. The Attorney General, in an interview with the breakfast event they did with Wall Street Journal the other day. Here's a little more of that back and forth on, you know, you're going to hold these people accountable?
Well, you know, nowadays I'm constantly hit. Why aren't people going to prison for what they did to the president? I'm on the other side, you know, throw Bill Barr in prison. And these things take time. You know, at the end of the day, we're all protected by the fact, and this is something I'll get to if you want to talk about white-collar crime.
Yeah, I do.
Which is...
We talked about nothing but white-collar crime I think you're talking about a different story.
What protects all of us is that the government has to have proof beyond a reasonable doubt, at least under Justice Department standards, before we indict anybody. And that's a pretty substantial hurdle. And no one is going to go to jail, and no one's going to be indicted unless that standard is met. And I know a lot of people, and also, you know, they think, if I don't like someone and I don't like what they did and I'm morally outraged, send them to jail. And why isn't this person being indicted? And that's, you know, sort of poisoning the system.
Very quickly.
Sort of poisoning the system. Yeah, incredible. That's a good interview. I'm done with the Comey one, though. When someone can lie with abandon, you know, it's really hard to decipher anything out of it anyway. It really is. Larry Kudlow is talking about our economy on Fox News right now. I love Larry Kudlow. Nobody lays it out better as it relates, for instance, to these trade deals and how they're going to impact us. Let's see what he's saying.
When it comes to China, and you're...
I'm going to go up and visit some of my friends in the Senate and walk through this. Okay. I hope to see Senator Toomey again. Again, he's a very dear friend of mine. I've helped him get elected in the past. Nothing's perfect, okay? Mm-hmm. Even a free trader like myself has to acknowledge...
Well, what's the biggest imperfection? What's the biggest hurdle?
What's the biggest hurdle for which?
Well, as far as getting over his concerns, when saying that this is going to diminish trade, talking about deficits, what do you see as the biggest flaw? Because you're obviously acknowledging it's not perfect.
Nothing's perfect. Issues about domestic content and wage content and worker rights. By the way, worker rights, the United States has been a big defender of worker rights. And we are going to be helping Mexican labor force in that respect, too. Let's not forget that. Again, I'm going to argue that with digital services, financial services, with protection for intellectual property, literally hundreds of billions of dollars of new direct investment are going to come into the United States in the weeks, months, and years ahead. The estimates, you know, the International Trade Commission, I know they have a range of estimates, but they're talking about, at the midpoint, about 350,000 new jobs a year.
That's right.
A very big number. And 0.75% of additional GDP. Sandra, those are gigantic numbers.
Wow. 0.75 of an additional GDP point. See, this is where the trade deals contribute to the growing economy, which in turn reduces the deficit. The only way to get the deficit down is to grow the economy and cut spending. Cutting spending has proved to be much more difficult. What else do I want to tell you? I have a few texts to get to. And some open lines at 258-0550-701. 258-0550-701. 258-0550. You can text me, too. 701-367-2054. Roger in Minot says, how much info about the Trump campaign investigation leaked to the public 11 days before the election? Harping on 17 years of procedure while not recanting your false accusation that it all started with the Steele dossier, it did. The 17 errors are about the Steele dossier. By the way, pro-Trump agents like the ones in the New York FBI Bureau that gave Andy Weiner's laptop to Comey late in campaign in order to disrupt, see Giuliani's bragging on Fox TV. Was that information on his laptop supposed to be there? I don't think so. Don't think so. You know what that is? That is a Trump-hating, Obama-loving apologist. That's what that is right there. Well, I know there's some mistakes, but this stuff happened on the other side, too. And you can't make it up. Texter says the amount of fraud that will be committed by Democrats in 2020 can't even be comprehended. Could be over for the Democratic Party, and a lot of people will be in prison if the Dems don't win. The illegals voting, absentee voter fraud, get ready for it. A lot of people connected with Clinton's and Obama will be murdered during botched robberies. Bye. That's a rather depressing commentary. Another texter says there are no longer... They are no longer in their jobs, but they are making a small fortune selling books and as CNN commentators. Scott, the future of our nation as we know it is hanging by a thread. If people aren't held accountable, we're done. They need to be. I don't disagree. That's why I just played you that clip of Bill Barr asking what would happen. Clinton destroyed evidence under subpoena. And how is it that Obama can buy a $34 million house in Martha's Vineyard? Well, liberal former presidents get paid lots of money to speak and say absolutely nothing. So it's adding up. He's got some buying power, but I hear what you're saying. You wonder where it comes from. Another says Comey acts like an octopus that isn't responsible for what the tentacles are doing. That's very good. That is very good. Wow. I love that. I love that. That's going on Facebook today. It's comment of the day.
Exactly.
I will be voting for Biden. This country can't afford another 4 years of Trump, whose crimes are so numerous that he'll have to be impeached for the next 4 years. Really?
Well, you have to admit, if he gets back in, he probably will spend the next 4 years fighting a whole bunch of attempted impeachment.
That's just because he's good at what he does.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying there'll be another round or two or whatever of impeachment. And frankly, whoever gets in, if it's not him but it's a Republican, it's the same thing.
I read an article in AP this weekend about Roger Johnson. You may remember Democratic Ag Commissioner in North Dakota for a lot of years. Now he's the National Farmers Union president. He's retiring. But I read the article, and I was pretty sure that the world was coming to an end. He sees a very different landscape than I do. I'm amazed at these Farmers Union people. When I say Farmers Union people, I'm not talking about people who are members of the Farmers Union that are on farms. I'm talking about the people that lead them. I mean, you must just get depressed from their newsletters. He was so sure these trade deals weren't going to mean anything, and my goodness. The sky is falling. I guess if the government guarantees a living for Roger Johnson, then it's panacea. It's utopia. It's wonderful. Why don't they want to talk about the real facts that farmers are so good at what they do, growing things? We have more than can be consumed, thus no reason for the prices to go up. Strong dollar, besides, it makes us a little less competitive. Those are comments right out of the playbook of the Farm Bureau and Daryl East. You know Trump is winning when this texter writes this. Scott, what happened to the steel jobs? What happened to the steel jobs? Not enough of them here yet. Wow. Jeff in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, not knowing what to believe from the media yo-yos, it's told that Pelosi and Trump agree on the new trade agreement between Canada and Mexico and us on the drug part of it, about making prescription drugs cheaper. Now, Mitch McConnell surfaces. He isn't going to pay. He doesn't want to back this because he doesn't like what it's doing about the price of drugs. But which team is he on?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a tough one. For one, I think the price of drugs are a challenge. There's no doubt about that, especially for low-income folks. No doubt about it. Yet, that's what funds new products, new research. So, we don't want to stunt the innovation.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Want to make quality silage bales on a budget? Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has what you need. The new RF450 Super Feed Round Baler from New Holland. It produces dense, heavy 4x5 bales, including silage bales with up to 80% moisture. It tackles large swaths at high speed, forms heavy bales with 7 floor rolls and a chain and slat system inside the rugged bale chamber. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to learn more about the RF450 Super Feed Round Baler.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see.
And so why did they do it? Do you think there was some political motivation on the part of people at the FBI to, or the Justice Department, or mostly the FBI at the time, to go after the Trump campaign in this way?
That's why we have Durham. I mean, Durham
you know, is able to look at all the evidence. He's able to not only look at the evidence within the FBI, he's able to require people to testify. He's
this is the U.S. attorney in Connecticut.
U.S. attorney, and he's able to talk to other agencies. He's able to talk to private parties. There was a lot of swirl of activity going on at this time. It wasn't all in the FBI. So I think he will have a broader appreciation of all the facts, and a determination can be made. I don't know what the motivations were, and I'm not saying they were improper motivations, but I think it's premature to rule definitively there wasn't. Now, in that regard, people have to understand the role of the IG. You know, we are an agency that makes discretionary decisions every day, thousands of them, and the internal watchdog, his general approach, and it's the right approach, and I respect it, is to say, look, if the people involved give me reasonable explanations for what they do, that is, their explanation's not unreasonable on their face, and I can't find any documentary or testimonial evidence that contradicts it, I will accept it. And that's what happened here. He said, I haven't found evidence of improper motive. He did not, as contrary to what a lot of the media is reporting, he did not find there was no improper motive. He didn't find evidence of improper motive.
Oh, my gosh. Every little nugget of these things that you unearth, you cannot rely on any media sourcing for this stuff at all. Did you hear what he just said? Two things. One, the investigation, the criminal investigation, is yet to come. This isn't over. This is not over. So that's what he's for. Second of all, he's saying, he didn't say there was not bias. Said he didn't find any. But that's not his job. So stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned. This just dropped in my inbox, a little news nugget here that I'm going to share with you before I visit with our next guest. A new study found that North Dakota has the nation's number two highest rate of drunk driving arrests. North Dakota's rate of DUI arrests in 2018 was 678.4 per 100,000. The national average is half that. An estimated 30 people are killed in drunk driving accidents every day in the U.S. Wow. 10 states with the highest DUI rates: South Dakota, North Dakota, Wyoming, North Carolina, Mississippi, New Mexico, Maine, Washington, Alaska, and Wisconsin. Why is that, do you think? What explains that? Tell me what you think are the reasons we're in that not so good company there. Maybe if I spend a little time in the hot tub, I'll sort it all out. That's kind of how everything works. You know, your head hurts, and you're just like, what's the deal? Like, why aren't these people in jail that are trying to spy on the president? You go in the hot tub, you figure it all out. And not just any hot tub, a hot springs spa. Vince Webker, the proprietor, is here. He is hosting us tomorrow at the Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location in Bismarck, North Dakota, on the expressway right in front of Sam's Club, Walmart there. Hello, Vince. How are you?
Good. And you will figure it all out when you sit in a hot tub. That's why Winston Churchill wrote 36 books while sitting in hot water. Your brain just works better. And that's why they say every CFO got their great idea by taking a hot bath, hot shower, or hot tub every morning. So there's truth to be said of what you think better. You'll figure it out.
There you go. I forgot. You told me about that Winston Churchill tidbit before, and I'd forgotten about it. But now that makes all the sense. And I certainly do my best thinking in the shower and best relaxing in the hot tub. And, you know, a lot of people think you sell hot tubs, but you actually sell wellness, which is why this is a really good Christmas gift. I mean, you have a lot of fun stuff. I mean, you could get in there foosball, shuffleboard. I mean, I could go crazy buying fun stuff. And a hot tub is fun, but it also is, it's upping your wellness game, isn't it?
It is. And if it's good enough for a New Year's resolution, which it is, it's good enough for today. And twice today already, once on the Need to Know morning show I was listening to, they had a big segment on sleep or lack thereof. Well, a hot tub or a sauna makes you sleep better. And that's a big wellness aspect. The other thing I've heard twice today now is that it's going to be a big flu season across the United States. Well, you want to talk wellness of the sauna? Socrates said it. Give me the ability to induce a fever in the human body, I can cure any illness. Well, that's what happens when you sit in a sauna daily. You induce an artificial fever. Your body reacts by sweating out the bad. And, it's again, every day made better. So if it's good enough for a New Year's resolution, which it is, it's good enough for today. And the exciting thing is we have a lot in stock, year-end clearance, great opportunity to get you and your family in one of these wellness products, great financing. You can choose between 12 months, no interest, no payments, or maybe 60 months, no interest payment, and don't make your first payment until May. So we're taking away every excuse for you not to, not get into wellness this year.
You will not regret this. I bet. Not too many people call and say, "Can I return this? I want to send it back." People once they actually get into this routine, get into this wellness mode, they never want to give it up, do they?
No, it's the right way to live life, and where we live in our winters, I think you need one of these products to get through it, but it definitely makes you live better. I make the argument it's going to help you live longer. And, I haven't met anybody yet that's said, no, I don't really want to live longer. So that's what these products do. They make every day made better.
All throughout North Dakota, there are big Bison fans. There are big UND fans. And you have pool tables and game tables and all kinds of other things that can have those actual logos right on them, right?
Yeah, we actually have some in stock, too, Scott. So we... we're ready. If you want to make a pool table, a shuffleboard table, air hockey, bubble hockey, you name it, game room wise, we have it. We have it in stock, and we have the ability to get it under your tree by Christmas.
How about that, folks? You could still, have that family gift, surprise everybody, and not, we were doing the math the other day walking through the store. I mean, for about the price of a cup of coffee a day, you could pay for one of these. Really, it's that simple. It's some great financing and low interest. And there's more. There's saunas, more great wellness products. There are, just a boatload of game tables and arcade games. And it's just great family fun. So stop by and see us. I'll be in the hot tub tomorrow at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Bismarck doing the show live from the hot tub. So stop by and see us. You can stop by and see them in Minot, Bismarck location, Grand Forks, Fargo 2. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thank you, Vince.
Thanks, Scott. Have a great day.
We'll see you tomorrow. Chris Berg, A Point of View, is next.
It's the happy holiday season. That is, it's Lutefest time. Sunday, December 15th, 10:30 to 1:30 at the Korean Club of the Fargo Sons of Norway, downtown Fargo. Hi, everybody. This is Scott Hinnon. I tell you what, I saw it for myself firsthand last month. This is one incredible Lutefest dinner. You will not be disappointed. That's Sunday, 10:30 to 1:30, this Sunday at the Fargo Sons of Norway. All you can eat Lutefisk and all the fixins. Plus, remember, Juven Tours and Travel has great tours available in 2020 to the South Pacific, Scandinavia, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour, May 25th through June 7th, the Norway Luxury Tour 1, June 1st through June 14th, the 44th Annual Norway Luxury Tour, July 20th to August 4th, and the Best of Norway starting August 10th through August 22nd. Call 701-237-9000, 701-237-9000, or online at juventours.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The full report on the impeachment case being made against President Trump by Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee has been released overnight. Now the House Rules Committee is to lay out the rules for debate and will discuss proposed changes to those two resolutions tomorrow. And a floor vote on the impeachment articles is scheduled for Wednesday after some debate. Expected to be approved in the House, it would then go on to the Senate, where Republican Senator Ted Cruz says he will maintain his oath to do impartial justice according to the Constitution.
But the oath of a Senate juror, it has some similarities to a criminal trial, but it has some differences as well. The framers understood that impeachment, particularly the impeachment of a president, is inherently a political exercise.
The Texas Republican was speaking there on ABC's This Week, and this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
It's an interesting version of that Christmas classic there. I heard, slightly different renditions of Christmas songs last night. Oh, Holy Night, Joy to the World. Beautiful Christmas concert. We saw one, too, at the Kennedy Center with our group with Leslie Odom. You guys know who Leslie Odom is? I didn't know until I got there. My wife was much more cultured than I. He's the guy from Hamilton. Oh, okay. The Broadway show Hamilton. He's also in a couple of movies, including Harriet, that's out there right now. But he's got a great voice. So he joined the Washington Orchestra at the Kennedy Center. Guess who I sat one row away from? Chris Berg's going to love this one. Point of View host, 6:30, KX4, Point of View with Chris Berg. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, my friend? So you sat by who?
Well, that's what I'm asking you to guess. I'll give you a clue. This person was in the Oval Office with President Obama, Vice President Biden, and your good pal FBI Director James Comey. Shortly before the election was over, to talk about the dossier and the FISA report and all that.
Oh, my gosh. If you say John Brennan, I will just... John Brennan?
No.
Susan Rice?
Yes.
Did you ask her why she unmasked so many people?
Do you know that I wanted to so badly?
You should have just grabbed your phone and put it in front of her. Hey, quick question for you.
My wife thought that would be a bad idea. She said, let them enjoy the concert, just like we're enjoying the concert. You know, because she's, of course, much
darn
more
wives.
Polite. Normally, I'm not. If you remember, I went right up to Mitt Romney. And
what would have been your follow-up after? Why did you unmask so many people? I know what mine would have been.
Could you tell me what was said at the Oval Office meeting there? What was President Obama's role in authorizing that?
You're too nice. My follow would have been like, have you ever visited Gitmo? Have you ever thought about Gitmo?
We might be able to arrange for getting home. We'll decide. Maybe a pillow. Maybe not. Maybe we haven't quite decided. We're you know, if you're really nice, a pillow. You know, we'll give you a pillow. Oh my gosh! My gosh!
But
my
not
gosh.
On my pillow.
Hey, tell you know, me.
What's funny about this? I gotta just quickly tell you that I'm like, I think that's Susan Rice, and you know, I don't know how to explain this, but you know, there would be parents, for instance, of kids that our kids have gone to school with for, you know, since kindergarten, and you know, like, who's that again, dear? She's like, what? Who's that? You know, so I don't know. I've always said, well, I just, too many things I have to remember, I guess. But then there I am at the Kennedy Center. And I think that's Susan Rice. And then I said to my wife, I said, as I recall, her husband's like way taller than her. So she quick looks it up and she goes, that's them. You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable. You knew it was Susan. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it was fun though. I did not say anything. Let the record reflect. I just didn't say a darn thing. Wanted to, but did not. I'm saying, I don't know.
Chicken dumb, weenie.
Or being a gentleman. I don't know. I don't know. I really don't. Anyway, so much to talk about, as there usually is, with our friend Chris Berg. What have we missed, first of all? I've been gone with our fine listeners, as you know, in D.C. What did I miss? What do you think was the big news of the last week?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I think I talked about it every night last week, is this IG report, the IG testimony. And I think a lot of people are like, oh, you know, okay. But what really upsets me is you see these, you know, fake news mainstream media people cover the impeachment situation rather than really focusing on the IG report. And the reason I'm not happy about that is because this IG report impacts every single American. And so that's why I hope people are taking the time to, you know, watch interviews, read the report if you have the time, at least read the summary. Because when you read it, your stomach turns. I would say it may be definitely in the top 10, Scott, maybe more, but one of the top 10 darkest days in American history during that testimony.
Wow. You know, I like you, and the impeachment thing is going to be what it's going to be. There's no sense. Last week was perfect because, you know, I wasn't following the TikTok, and, you know, what happened. And at the end of the day, it was the same old stuff, you know. And I did call Kelly Armstrong on Saturday morning, no, Friday morning. I forget what day, but we were headed to the White House. I think it was Friday. And just say, why did it end at midnight? Like, why was there this big fight? I didn't know what happened. And he said, well, we were asking questions. Therefore, the hearing gets later and later and later, and they're getting madder and madder and madder because they want to do this in prime time. So then it comes time to do the vote, and they say, nope, we'll do it tomorrow, sleep on it. And by the way, all kinds of members had flights home early in the morning, plans that were long before arranged. You know, just this is the level of cynicism these people will go through. They're worried about at what time it gets announced. I'm like, who cares? Announce it, you know, every hour on the hour. None of it's going to matter. This doesn't matter. We know what's going to happen in the Senate. It's a nothing burger. Is there any drama left in the Senate at all?
Let's hope not. I mean, you know, I think that the drama could be the fact that it's only going to vindicate Donald Trump, but, you know, we'll see what Mitch McConnell does. I mean, you talk to a lot of people and they say, hey, let's just dismiss this thing out of the Senate. And I tend to fall in Trump's camp on this one where, you know what, I want to see Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Adam Schiff, the whistleblower, testify on the record.
I will tell you this, that I think the president has one stance publicly and another privately. You know, he did not want there to be a trial. You know, he was in the camp of dismiss it. His chief legal counsel and the senators, mainly Senator McConnell and other senators, said we have to for two reasons. One, we deserve to have our side out. And number two, there are some vulnerable senators that if it was dismissed, they would then have to go back and say, well, you didn't fight for, you know, again, politics driving. No doubt about that. Texture says, Scott, don't you know they chase Republicans out of restaurants? At least you could have done was just visited with her. Good point. Good point.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, exactly. And I think you're going to like this. I know you heard it already. Bill Barr, did an interview about the Inspector General report and answered a question all of us have. Listen to this and then your commentary, please.
Why what someone does is a crime and then get in a criminal investigation. And then they start calling for scalps. So, you know, nowadays I'm constantly hit. Why aren't people going to prison for what they did to the president? On the other side, you know, throw Bill Barr in prison. And these things take time. You know, at the end of the day, we're all protected by the fact, and this is something I'll get to if you want to talk about white-collar crime.
Yeah, I do.
Which is...
We talked about nothing but white-collar crime I think you're talking about a different sort.
What protects all of us is that the government has to have proof beyond a reasonable doubt, at least under Justice Department standards, before we indict anybody. And that's a pretty substantial hurdle. And no one is going to go to jail, and no one's going to be indicted unless that standard is met. And I know a lot of people, and also, you know, they think, if I don't like someone and I don't like what they did and I'm morally outraged, send them to jail. And why isn't this person being indicted? And that's, you know, sort of poisoning the system.
He earlier said, when asked, you know, are people going to be held accountable? That's why we have Durham. That's his job. And then went on to say something I don't think is real clear from the Inspector General report, and that is that the Inspector General did not say those 17 things were A-OK. Didn't go there. That's up to Durham. Didn't even investigate. He said, look, these happened, but he's not saying they're right or wrong. So that's, you know, a lot of the excuses of folks like Comey and others saying this is a victory lap are, see, they didn't find anything. That's not true. They found things, whether or not they're illegal, and you go to Gitmo along with Susan Rice, James Comey, comes later. What did you think of what he said, you know, as far as things take time, and what can we read between the lines of Bill Barr there?
I would suggest people go, I put that video up on my Facebook page, and look, it's not funny when people are thrown in jail, and if you watch that video and the laugh and the smirk on Bill Barr's face going, hey, guys, just give me time here. You know, we've had Durham. Remember, it was when Durham was over in Italy and overseas that this became a criminal investigation. Now, the FISA abuse situation and Horowitz couldn't look at any of that stuff. So there's a totally different context that's going to be presented through this Durham report. And if it bears out, you and I have been talking about for a long time now, Scott, where Obama administration used a workaround doing things internationally to not inflict on people's constitutional rights. Yesterday when President Trump tweeted out, and I'm quoting here, Obama knew everything. Tom Fitton, we all know he's on Fox News a bunch, and he does Judicial Watch, reminded everybody, hey, don't forget, President Barack Obama, the 44th president of the United States, can still be impeached. So I tweeted out yesterday, hey, is it time for Durham to interview Barack Obama? And I would say yes. I think when the time is right, maybe it's not now, but as Durham starts to gather more and more intel, there's no doubt that Barack Obama should be put under oath. And I want to know, what did he know and when did he know it?
Caller wanted us to remember Sandy Berger, the guy that folded confidential documents, tucked them in his clothes, and snuck them out of the archives building. Once caught, he lied to investigators. Remember that?
I do not remember that.
Don't you? No, I do. I remember. They had video of him doing it, I think, that they later found.
They did.
But this is, this is sort of kind of the game they play.
So they was accused... Sandy Berger part of the FBI? Or?
No, Sandy Berger was a Clinton, I want to say, national security advisor. He was in a few different roles. As I remember, but there were a lot of questions on why he took it and what he took and you know, why did he take it, and it's I think fits because what we have in the way of a party and a number of people that will do anything, and I mean anything, to stay in power. So good reminder for that. Thank you, Chris Berg. We'll be watching tonight.
Sir.
Who are you talking to?
I'm not sure yet, but we're definitely going to be playing more of this. Jim Comey was just a hot mess of an interview. I mean, I think we all can agree at this point that Donald Trump made the right choice to fire him.
That's for darn sure. Thank you, sir. Let's go to Medora next.
Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
Show off your school spirit with a My School Spirit debit card from Gate City Bank. My School Spirit cards are free and available instantly with any Gate City Bank checking account. Choose from more than 45 school logos and get free unlimited ATMs everywhere in the world. Plus, Gate City Bank will donate $10 back to your school for each card ordered. Visit gatecity.bank/mycard to get your My School Spirit debit card from Gate City Bank. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is this the what is it again? The
Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah, T-B-O. That's good, whatever it is. It's really good. I love that one. I love that one. Very good stuff. I'm starting to get really into the Christmas mode. Last night's Christmas concert did it, our daughter, in a concert that our kids have been part of. I was thinking about this last night. For 18 or 19 years, you know, every year all the way up. One at the elementary school, one at the high school, and Haley, our junior, is, of course, got a year and a half left in high school. So then you start getting a little sentimental about these. But if you're on the eastern end of the state and you want, I mean, you don't have to know anybody at this concert to enjoy it. It's just beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. A lot of great music. Just, you'll ooze with the Christmas spirit. Trust me on this one thing. Takes place at Saints Anne and Joachim Church. Free of charge, no charge. You'll love it. You will love it. All right, a couple quick things here on the DUI report. I'm going to dig into this a little more and try and get some more information. But it's a new study that found that North Dakota has the nation's number two highest rate of drunk driving arrests, but double the national average. There's a lot of these out there, binge drinking and that kind of stuff. I don't know about you. When I hear them, I just kind of say, what, you know, it is what it is. I don't really totally understand it. And somebody will say, well, it's just our culture. Well, our culture isn't to drive under the influence, is it? Culture may be, you know, I choose to use a legal product. That's fine. But this is illegal behavior here we're talking about. Worries me a little bit. I'm going to tell you, but it just worries me a little bit. You don't want to have a state where twice the average folks are under the influence. So just think about that. Texter says, nothing else to do in North Dakota for fun but drink. See, there's that old, I just don't buy that. I really don't buy that. That's a choice. If you don't have anything else to do but drink, then you don't know about the magical Medora Christmas tour or so many other things that are out and around that have nothing to do with alcohol. Let's talk to our next guest, Chad Willow, who is a longtime band leader at the Medora Musical, so you'd recognize him. You saw him. He's part of the Magical Medora Christmas Tour as well. The show is winding down. I think we're in the last third, maybe. Back half, anyway. Chad, how's it going?
Good, Scott. It's going great. We just arrived in Grand Forks 10 minutes ago for a double show day today. We've been a great tour so far, and you're right. We are two-thirds done with the tour. We're on the back slide of it, and it's been great. We've been having great audiences. It's been just a blast hanging out with, as you know, Bill Sorensen, the P.T. Barnum of North Dakota, making the show all happen.
We're going to make that stick between us. I love that. How was Henning last night? You guys, this was a new stop, Henning, Minnesota, yesterday afternoon. How was that?
Henning was great. The place was packed. It's a small town in Minnesota, and it's like everyone came out from the town, plus everyone in the surrounding area. We had a huge crowd. It was really fun, and they really take care of us there. They have a place called the Henning House, which is kind of like your name, but not quite. And they treat us there. We stay there. It's really great. It's a good place. It was a fun show last night.
So two shows today in Grand Forks, three this afternoon at the Grand Forks Empire Arts Center, that's downtown, and then 7:30 tonight, same place. So take your pick. Don't miss
exactly.
It. Are tickets available for that still?
There's a few tickets available for this. If you can't get to this show, though, tomorrow, Bill was saying Valley City's got tickets available still. That's the tomorrow night show. And and maybe a few left in Wahpeton, but yeah, we're doing good on the ticket sales, so get them now. You can get them at the door.
That's at Bankstead Auditorium in Valley City for tomorrow night's show at 7:30. Wednesday, Wahpeton at the Stern Center on campus. Thursday, Park Rapids, Minnesota. Friday, Bloomington for two shows. You'll be down in the Twin Cities. You're going big time.
Bloomington. We're going into my home territory down there in the Minneapolis, Bloomington area. Yeah, it's going to be great. We get to be hang out. It's a really cool theater there. Lots of, I think that the 2 o'clock show is sold out. There's still tickets for the 7:30 show. So yeah, we're going big time. Yes, God, we are.
I love it. This Saturday then at Page, North Dakota at 7:30. Then Sunday, the final day of shows, 3 and 7:30 in Bismarck at the Bell, that's Sunday for Bismarck, North Dakota, 3 and 7:30 for the final shows of the Magical Medora Christmas Tour for 2019. So that's 30 shows in 23 communities. They're all sold out for the most part by the time they get to showtime. So it's worth it. Get your ticket. Take it in. You're going to enjoy it. $30 for a ticket. Free for kids 6 and under. Call 1-800-MEDORA-1 or go to Medora.com. Anything you want us to know about the show, Chad?
The show has got the magic. It's got the music. It's got some banjos. And as you mentioned, that homecoming in Bismarck is going to be a good finale for the end of the show.
That's Sunday. Yeah. And it'll be here in days, 3 and 7, Medora.com,
yeah,
1-800-MEDORA-1. Will do. Chad, thank you so much. Take care. Merry Christmas.
All right, you too. Merry Christmas. Thanks, Scott.
All right, folks, tomorrow, hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Come on by. I'll bring some freebies. I'll bring a few MyPillow goodies. Few books. I'll be in the hot tub. Bismarck location. See you there.
It's not often you can make a purchase that makes every day better. But that's what hot tubs do from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. I know this because we have one in the Hennepin family. And we absolutely love it, especially this time of year. Actually, the colder it gets outside, the better it is inside, because you're better above the water, below the water. Oh, my gosh, there's nothing like it. And right now, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 has an incredible sale. Every day made better, and now more affordable than ever, too, because they have a pre-owned blowout sale going on right now, when you'll save up to 70% off the price of a new one. That's right, up to 50 to choose from. Certified pre-owned models, they've been all checked out, and they come with a warranty, too. Call 701-238-5892 to find the perfect one for you right now. Call Ben, 701-238-5892. Stop at their pre-owned showroom at 601 Main Avenue West in West Fargo, or go to HotSpringSpasAndPoolTables2.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.